Okay, we're going to learn Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to start on the bottom of Tav Zayin Amud Beis. When the Gemara addresses the next part of the Mishnah, it says the Mishnah, Behuda Omer, Lo Ha Yud Tzarech Lomar Zechronos, that it's not necessary to say Zechronos and Shofros, all of these additional parts. So what exactly does this mean? Again, the Mishnah had said that the first two of the six brachos that we added were Zechronos and Shofros, and Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, and he instead had two prakim of Tehillim that took their place. So what's the logic for Rabbi Yehuda? Again, the bottom of Tes, Zayin, and Beis. Amar of Ada, the Minyafa, of Ada, from Yafa said, my time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the logic for Rabbi Yehuda? Lefi she'in, Omrim, Zechronos, V'shofaros, Anti Yud Zayin, Amar Aleph, Elab Rosh Hashanah, Biovelos, U'Vishas Mechama. The recitation of Zechronos and Shofros was limited to three specific occasions, on the Rosh Hashanah, on the occasion of Yovel, and in the time of war. Okay, the Mishnah had said, Al HaRishon HaOmer Misha Anas Avram, right? The first bracha that was said was that the one who answered Avram should answer us. And now we're going to learn a relevant braisa. So Tana, we learned in the braisa, Yesh Machlifin Tzaka Le'elyo U'Tfilo Lishmua. Some switch that the language of Tzaka should be used for Eliyahu, and the language of Tfilo should be used for Shmuel. So Bishlam Agave Shmuel, I understand that the language of Tefillah is used by Shmuel, Ksiv Beit Tefillah, Ksiv Beit Tzaka, because the Psukim have both languages written in the context of Shmuel. Agave Elio, Tefillah Ksiv Tzaka Lo Ksiv. But when it comes to Elio, why should we use Tzaka? It only says Tefillah. Again, if it says both, so we can choose one or the other. But if it only says one, then the Chora, the one that we should use, is the one that's written there. And when it comes to Elio, the language that's written is a language of Tefillah, not a language of Tzaka. So Gemara answers, Anini Hashem, Anini Lashon Tzakahi. What did Elio call out when he was standing on Har Carmel with the Nevi'ah Habal? He said, answer me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please answer me. What is that type of calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's a Tzaka, that's yelling. You don't have to use the actual language of Tzaka. Clearly what he was doing was calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Gemara continues. We had said, Al HaShishis Omer Misha'ana as Yonah, and then Al HaShviyas Omer Misha'ana as David. So again, we had the 6th and the 7th editions related to the Zechus of Yonah and the Zechus of David. So the Gemara says, Michte, I understand. Yonah Basar David Ushlomo Hava. Yonah lived after David and Shlomo. My time of Machtim Leveresha. So why, when it comes to the order of the brachos, would we put Yonah before David? So the Gemara answers, Mishum Deboi Lemechtam Merachim Al Ha'aretz. Because he wanted to conclude the bracha with that Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus on the land. And again, why? Why did we want to conclude that? Because the tefillah here is for Rachmanus on the land, right? What caused the fast was the fact that there was a drought. Therefore, the bracha of David and Shlomo we want to save last, because that's the bracha which is associated with them, and that's the most apropos for what the tefillahs are about on these fast days. Tana, we have another braisa. Mishum Sumchas Amru, in the name of Sumchas, they said, Baruch Mashpil Haramim, that the final bracha was concluded with the one who humbles those that are ramim, those that are balei gava. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those that think that they don't need his help, HaKadosh Baruch Hu denies them the rain in the context here in order to humble them a little bit. Okay, back to the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Shalosh Ta'anios HaRishonos Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin B'lo Mashmimin. On the first three fasts, the people of the Mishmar, they would fast, but they did not have to complete their fast. Again, what was that in reference to? Because we said that we have in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we had to figure out which members of the Mishmar were allowed to drink wine during the time when they were on duty, whether they had to be concerned that they were going to be called for the Avoda or not as backups. So Tan Rabban. We learned in the Braisa, Mipnei ma amru anshei mishmar mutarin lishtos yayin. Why was it that the Chachamim said that the people of the Mishmar are allowed to drink wine, balelos aval lo bayamim, that they're allowed to drink wine at night, but not during the day? Shematich barabodo anshei beisav, because maybe work in the Beis Hamikdash would become too much for the people in the Beis Av who were assigned for that particular day. V'yavo v'yisaylim, so they're going to call their brethren, their friends, the other Kohanim who are there as part of their Mishmar, because they are there for the week, and call them to have them help out. And again, they can't be shesuyi yayin, they're not allowed to have consumed wine if they're going to work in the Mikdash. Why was it that the Chacham said that the people in the Beis Av are not allowed to drink during the day or at night? Because their job is to constantly be engaged and involved in the Avodah. Mikan Amru, from this they said, any Kohen, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, is the Chiddush here, who knows that which Mishmar Beis Av he is from, v'yodeya shebate avosav kivu in sham, and he knows that this was the time that the Beis Av was supposed to be there. Oster lishtos yain kol oso hayom, it would be forbidden to drink wine on that day of the of when his Beis Av was supposed to be working. Why? Meheri yibana Beis HaMikdash, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and there's going to be an immediate need for Kohanim to serve. So who are going to be the Kohanim who are called to serve at that time? The Kohanim who are from that Beis Av. So they need to be available in order to be able to help out. B'makir mishmarto b'makir mishmeres Beis Av shalom. If there's a Kohen nowadays without the Beis HaMikdash who knows his mishmar, so he knows the week that he's supposed to be there, but in makir mishmeres Beis Av shalom, but he doesn't know which Beis Av he's from, so he doesn't know the exact day in which he's supposed to be Oved, then v'yodeya shebate avosav kivu in sham, and he knows with certainty that his Beis Av was in the Beis HaMikdash, also lishtos yayin kol oso Shabbos. Misafek, he's not be allowed the entire week. He's uncertain which of the days is the day for his Beis Av, therefore he cannot drink wine the entire week, because again, we're concerned or hopeful. And Mehiri Yiban Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is going to come. They're going to be called to do the avodah. They're going to become called to fill in, and they have to be available. If the person is eino makir mishmarto mishmaris Beis Av shalom, if the person does not know what he knows, he's a kohen, but he doesn't know what mishmar is from, doesn't know what Beis Av is from. V'yodei shevat avosav kuhen sham, but he knows for certain that his Beis Av was one of the ones that worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Asur lishtos yayin kol hashana, he's never allowed to drink wine at all because he always has to be at the ready. That he always has to be at the ready to do the avodah. Apparently, there were the Kohanim who were not necessarily certain that their ancestors served at all in the Beis HaMikdash. Then he would be allowed to drink. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says Omer ani aser lishtos yayin laolam. He should not only be forbidden to drink wine during the year, but he should never be allowed to drink wine. Meaning, even again, not that there's a difference between if you can't drink all year, obviously you can't drink ever. But any kohen, he's saying any kohen is not allowed to, even if he doesn't know his mishmar, he doesn't know his Beis Av, he shouldn't be allowed to drink because maybe you bana Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is going to come and he's going to have to do the avodah. But says Rabbi Avama Asesh Takanaso Kalkalaso. But what can I do? There's the fact that he can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash, which has been destroyed for so many years, leads to we can't have such a spill. We can't be so strict on the Kohanim. So much time has passed and hasn't been rebuilt. So therefore, a Kohen would be allowed to drink wine nowadays, because again, he's fixed to be able to drink comes from Kalkalos. The fact that he can't do avoda nebach, he can't do avoda, results in the tikkun over here that he is allowed to drink wine at any time. Amar Abaye, so Abaye comments, Kiman shasu in nakane chamra. So again, so in whose opinion, according to whose opinion, do we see that you are allowed to drink, that Kohanim are allowed to drink wine nowadays, that there is no Beis HaMikdash? Again, apparently that was the custom already in the times of the of Abaye. So Gemara says, Ki Rebbe, that's like this opinion of Rebbe that we just said, that you don't have to be so, you don't have to, we're not so concerned. Says the Mishnah, Anche Mishra Banche Maimon Asurim L'Saper L'Chabes U'Becham Yishim Yutar B'nei Kavodah Shabbos. The Kohanim who are in the Mishmar and also the people who stood on the Maimon as the representatives of Klal Yisrael, they're not allowed to get haircuts and they're not allowed to do laundry during the week that they are on. But on Thursday they are allowed to because of Kavod Shabbos. My time, what's the reason that they're not for allowed to the rest of the week? So Amar Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, Kadesh Leikonsel Mishmartem Kesheim Nuvalin. We don't want that they should say, "Oh, we can do it this week. We're sitting around in the basement English anyway." So let's just wait to get our haircuts, take care of the laundry. Then, therefore, to make sure that they come in not manuvalin, not unkempt, into the Beis HaMikdash, we say they can't do it then. That way they will make sure that they are going to do it, before, and then they'll come bekavadik to the Beis HaMikdash. Tan Rabbanan, we have another braisa about other details of haircuts. Melech Mestaper B'chol Yom. A Jewish king gets his hair cut every single day. Kohen Gadol Merav Shabbos Erev Shabbos, a Kohen Gadol gets his hair cut from 1 week to the next. Kohen Hedud Achatz L'Shloshim Yom. And a regular Kohen gets one once in every 30 days. So how do we know all this? Melech Mestaper B'chol Yom. A king gets his hair cut every day. My time, and what's the reason? I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. Rabbi Bar Zavda says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Melech b'yafyo techazen oinecha, king should be here before you in his beauty. Your eyes should see him when he looks good. So we have to make sure that he always looks kempt. Within a week, we're not concerned that, so we have to make sure that every single day he looks proper. It's an obligation in terms of his malchus. Kohen Gadol Erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. Why is it that Kohen Gadol has to get a haircut from one Erev Shabbos to the next? My time, Mom. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Kol Mishmaros Mischajos. Because the Mishmaros change each and every week, and the Kohen Gadol is the one who's going to be there, and he should look respectable when the new Mishmar is coming. Kohen Hedot Achas L'Shloshim Yom. A regular Kohen gets one every 30 days. Minogon. So how do we know that? Asya pera pera minazir, we learn a gezeira shava of the word pera from nazir to the word pera when it comes to the kohen. Ksiv hacha v'rosham loy, I'm sorry, ksiv hacha, it says over here, v'rosham loy galechu fera loy shalechu, it's written when it comes to the kohanim, right? They can't shave their heads and they can't let their hair grow. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there, kadosh yet gadol pera sarvosho. When it comes to Nazir, right, he has to be Kadosh, he has to grow his hair. Malahalan Shloshim Yom, just like when it comes to the Malahalan Shloshim, just like when it comes to the Nazir, it is 30 days. Avkan Shloshim, so too when it comes to the Kohen, when he says he cannot let his hair grow, so how far can he not let his hair grow? He can't let his hair grow more than the shear of Pera. What's the shear of Pera? 30 days, as we see by Nazir. But how do we know by Nazir? V'Nazir Gufemi Nalam, how do we know when it comes to Nazir himself? That a 30-day amount of growth is the amount which Torah is referring to. Amar of Masna, because Tam Nazirah Shloshim Yom, because a standard Nazirah, if he doesn't articulate a specific amount of time for the Nazirah, then Tam Nazirah is 30 days. How do we know that? Minalan Amar Kra Yehiyeh B'Gematria Tlasin Havi. Fascinating halacha. We learn out the shear, stam shear naziros from a gematria. It says yehiyah, and in begematria that is 30, and apparently that is the remez for the 30 days. We can presume that it's not the drush itself, but that's a hint to a kabbalah that Chazal had. Amalei Rapapa Abaye, Rapapa says to Abaye, v'dil mahachik amrachmana. Lo lirbu klal. Maybe what the Torah means when it says in the pasuk that you can't grow their hair long is don't let it grow long at all. Maybe they have to get a haircut every single day. Maybe like the melech. How do you know that it's the same as the shear of the nazir? Amar lei. So he answered him. I have a kasav lo yishalchu pera kidekamrit. If the pasuk had written they shall not grow their hair long, then maybe what you said, ufera lo yishalechu, reverses the words. It doesn't say lo yishalchu pera, but it's ufera lo yishalechu. So it sounds like pera lehave. It is pera. It does grow, but lo yishalechu, shluchehu lo yishalchu. You can't let it grow. You can't let it grow too much. But it does sound like there's growth there. Otherwise, it should have said lo yishalchu pera. You shouldn't let it grow at all. Therefore, you see that a regular kohen is allowed to grow his hair. up to 30 days, more than 30 days. Not, that is derived from Nazir. Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom, which we know, as we saw from the Gematria of Yehiyah. Ihachi, if that's true, afilo idna nami, even nowadays the Beis Hamikdash is not around, how come this Isser does not apply? Right? How come it's not true that Kohanim have to abide by this today? The Isser of the Kohen growing his hair long is connected to the Isser of the Kohanim drinking wine. Just like Shisuyayin on the time of Bia, the time of entering into the Beis HaMikdash is when it's forbidden. But when it's not the time of entering into the Beis HaMikdash, there is no Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim are allowed to drink wine, as we previously established. Afachanami, so to here, we say the same thing. So now when there's no Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen is allowed to grow his hair long. Ah, yes, the Gemara, Vatayin Rabbi Omer any Kohan Masur Nishtos Yayin. Le'olam. But didn't we have a braisa which said that Rebbe said that at least theoretically Kohanim should be not allowed to be allowed to drink wine at all? But what can I do about it? Because the reason that they are allowed to do it nowadays is because there is no Beis HaMikdash and hasn't been rebuilt. But fundamentally the problem does exist. For Amar Abaye, and Abaye says, "Come on." We saw before, and come on, Shasu Idna Kani Chamra, relying on whose opinion do the Kohanim drink wine nowadays? And the Gemara answered, going on to the top of Yudzayin Amabez, Kirevi, that was like the opinion of Rabbi Michal de Rabbanan Asrei. So if it's only true according to Rabbanan, doesn't that mean that according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, it's going to be forbidden even when there's no Beis HaMikdash? And if it's forbidden to drink wine when there's no Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rabbanan, so should it also be forbidden to cut their hair? So Gemara says, no, my taima. What's the reason that the Rabbanan said they can't drink wine? Because the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt speedily in our time, and they're going to need a Kohen to work right away, and there's not going to be one available. Because he's always drunk. Haha, Evsher, Dimisaper Va'ayo. But here, he can quickly get a haircut. He makes you quickly cut his hair and be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Ay, Yahachi Shisuya Yain Nami. Evsher, the Gane Port Va'ayo. So he can let his go to sleep, take a little nap, and then the wine will wear off and he'll be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Kidrami Bar Abba, the Amar Rabbi Bar Abba. Derech Mil Veshena Koshim Mafigin Esayayin. It's only the distance of a mil, significant amount of close to a mile or less than a mile. Or sleep gets rid of the effect of the wine. So why then do the Rabbanan forbid the Kohanim to drink wine nowadays? So Lav Mi'ith Marlan, on this didn't we say Amar of Nachman Amar Bar Avua Lo Shanu Ela Kishashasa Shir Avias, that only if it's the it only takes a trip in order to get rid of the effects of the wine. If you drink the amount of more than a revius of wine, I'm saying drink less than a revius of wine, but you drink more than a revius kosher against your derech machvidaso, then it certainly is going to be true that the travel interrupts the shena mashkarto and the sleep makes it worse. So there is no quick way to get rid of the effects of the shesuyayin, of the drinking of more than a revius of wine. And that is the reason why the Rabbanan forbade the Kohanim to drink in wine nowadays. Again, Rabbi disagreed, but that would not necessarily carry over to the problem of getting a haircut, where they can immediately get a haircut. Rav Ashi says Shisuyayin Demichal Avoda. No, it's different because if the Kohen does the Avoda when he is drunk, then it invalidates the Avoda. So therefore, Gozer B'Rabban. In that case, the Rabbanan went so far as to aser it even nowadays. Puri Rosh Demichal Avoda. But what happens if a Kohen has hairs too long when he does the Avoda? It doesn't mess up the Avoda. It's B'Dievet. It's going to not pass the Avoda. So Lo Gozer B'Rabban. That would not necessitate the such a Gzeira D'Rabbanan to prevent it from happening. So Gemara now asks on Rav Ashi. Again, Rav Ashi was assuming that if the Kohen does his avoda with long hair, the avoda is still going to be kosher. They ask a question from a braisa. V'eilu shehem b'misa, the following Kohanim are chayiv misa if they do the avoda in different circumstances. What are they? Shesu yayin ufurue rosh. Anybody who drank wine or has long hair. So bishlama shesu yayin. I understand that somebody who drank wine is going to be chayv misa. Behed yaksib hu yayin b'sheich ratesh. The Torah says explicitly you cannot drink wine. Ela pure rosh minon. But how do we know that the kohanim who do the avodah with long hair are chayv misa? Dechsiv rosham lo yigalecho far lo yishalecho. It must be because the Torah, the pasuk says that they are not allowed to grow their hair long. And what does it say right after? V'yayin lo yirtzeh kohen mevom lechatzar apnimis, that a kohen can't drink wine before he goes into the inner chatzar. V'iskish prue rosh l'shesu yayin. So now you see there's a connection between the two, between drinking and between letting the hair grow long. So what's that connection teach you? Ma shesu yayin b'misa, just like the one who's drunk when he does the avoda is chayiv misa, af prue rosh b'misa. So too, somebody who does the avoda with long hair is also going to be chayiv misa. So says the Gemara, umina. From this paragraph, from this connection between the two, we should be able to take it a step further. If that's true, once we know that there's going to be a chi of misa from both because they are connected, so why are you limiting the connection? Why are you saying that if it's connected enough that we can learn out a chi of misa by each, why should it not be connected enough that we can learn out that it's going to mess up the avoda? So just like the avoda is going to be possible when you are shesui yain, it should also be possible when you are prue rosh. So says the Gemara, no. Ki iskish, the misa hu de iskish. When was it compared? It was compared specifically when it comes to misa. Aval chul avoda lo iskish. No, it doesn't have to necessarily go that far. Okay, again, just because we have a comparison doesn't mean it's compared for everything. So the Chazal had this Mesorah that it was compared when it came to the fact that it's a Chiv Misa, but not when it comes to the fact that it is going to be Mechal, going to make the Avodah no good. Amar Le Ravina, the Ravashi, the Ravina says to Ravashi, Hamikami Dasi Yechezkel, Man Amar. This was a Pasuk in Yechezkel we've been dealing with when it comes to Pre-Rosh. So before Yechezkel came along, what was the status of the Kohanim with long hair? Who taught this halacha? How would we know this halacha? Amar Leil Tamech, what are you talking about? According to your logic, how the Amar Rav Chista, this is that Rav Chista said, Dover Zemi Torah Moshe Lo Lamadnu. This halacha is not learned out from the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. What are we talking about here? So Rashi explains that we're talking about a Kohen who's in Arel. He's not allowed to do the avoda. We didn't learn that out from the Chumash, Medivrei Kabbalah Lamadnu, but we learned it out from the words of the Nevi'im. Kol b'nechel aralev arabasa lo yavo mikdashi. That it says that anybody who's in aralev, whose heart is uncovered, or an arabasar, or the skin is covered, cannot do the avoda. Hamikamid yasi yechezko man amra. He asked the same question before yechezko came wrong. What was the status of the Kohen who was in aral? Elo, what's the pshat whenever we say this, when we're relying on Divrei Kabbalah to teach us a real din d'oraisa? Elo, Gemara Gomer, really it was a Mesora. V'asa Yechezke, v'as Mechakor, and Yechezke came along and provided a pasuk that supports it. Hachanami is the same thing you'll say here. Gemara Gomer, Chazal had a Mesora with Halacha Moshe Sinai. V'asa Yechezke, v'as Mechakor, and Yechezke came along and attached it to a pasuk. And then once you have that, ki gemiri halacha lemisa, lachu levodah lo gemiri. And then now that it's halacha moshe misin, halacha moshe misin, I didn't just say stam randomly. Oh, connect the two, and now they're the same for everything. No, there could be a limitation, and maybe it's only when it comes to the fact that you're chayiv misa if you do the avodah under such circumstances that the halacha moshe misin, I said they are connected. When it comes to messing up the avodah b'di'eved, then it would not be connected. Okay. The Mishnah continued, Kol Kosav Megillas Tainus to Lol Mispid, any day that was written in the Megillas Tainus as a day that was a minor yontif, it was a small yontif that you're not allowed to do Hespedim. Lefan of Asar Ula'achar of Mutar. So the day beforehand, it is also forbidden, but the day afterwards, it's going to be permitted. Says the Gemara like this, Tan Rabbanan. So we learned. Even again in Megillas Tainus. Even Yomaya de Loli his Ana Abahon. These are the days that you're not allowed to fast. And some of them you're not even allowed to eulogize. You're not allowed to give a spedim. May Rosh Yarcha de Nisan ad Timanya Bay, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, Itokam Timidah. The Korban Tamid was established. What does it mean the Korban Tamid was established? The Rashi explains that the Korban Tamid is a Korban which is brought every single day, and is brought from the Ma'os HaTzibor, is brought from the money from everybody. But the Tzedukim, they thought that it's not true. And they thought that the Tamid had to be given by individuals. And this was a big machokas, and it was finally, after a long fight back and forth, that the Chazal were able to refute the Tzedukim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And to commemorate that, they said that these 8 days will serve as some sort of Yom Tov. Dilo l'mispa b'hon. So because of this, you're not allowed to get hespedim. From the 8th day of Nisan until the end of the Yom Tov of Pesach, when the day of Shavuos was finally settled, you're also not allowed to give eulogies on that day. So again, the Torah tells us, right, the Torah does not have a specific date for Shavuos, but it's the 50th day after the Havas HaOmer, after the bringing of the Korban Omer, which took place on the second day of Pesach. This was another situation in which the Tzedukim Tomei Machras HaShabbos means, the language that the Torah uses for the day after the first day of Pesach, has to mean on a Sunday. And they also fought against the Chachamim in this category, and the Chachamim won here as well. So to commemorate again, you see how, we deal with battles from different people, from different outlooks and things like that. The Tzedukim are really a tremendous challenge, so much so that when anytime they beat out the Tzedukim, it was considered to be tremendous cause to celebrate. The Gemara is now, Amar Mar. So we learned in the Brayis of Meisharach Adinisan Atamanya Bay from the Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th, Itokim Tamid Alom Mispud, that the Tamid was established, again, not like the Tzedukim, and therefore we don't give Hespedim. So the Gemara says, Lama Lime Rish Yercha, why do you have to say from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Lema Mitshe Ben Nisan, it should say from the second day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Gufa Yom Tov Uvasar, because every Rosh Chodesh you're not allowed to give Hespedim. So why is it adding that to the dates of Megillas Tainus? Of course you can't do it. We also don't do it on the Hespedim on every Rosh Chodesh. Amarav Lo Nitzcha Ela Lesser Yom Shalafano. Oh, so what's the Nafka Mina? To say that the day beforehand, again, according to Megillas Tainus, is going to be Aser. By listing it here, is going to forbid the day before, because that was the rule that we had said about Megillas, the days are listed in Megillas Tainus. So Gemara says, well, I don't understand. V'shelafan of Nami. But the day before, and also, Rosh Chodesh is a time when we're not supposed to have a spadim. So Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh, Doraisu, Rosh Chodesh is Minat Torah. Meaning, why should it be that we don't have that we have a spadim on Erev? Why should it be that we don't aser hespedim on Erev Rosh Chodesh the same way before another day? So he says we don't have to aser hespedim on Erev Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh is minat Torah. So people are careful with Erev. We don't have to strengthen it by asering the Erev. Desanya hayam ma'ilak suvim Megillas Tainus. These days that are written in Megillas Tainus, lifnei molachareim aser, before them and after them are going to be forbidden. Shabbos is Yom Tovim, but Shabbos and Yom Tov, which again are obviously more chamor, more stringent, hein asur, and they themselves are asur, if neim lachen mutarin. But the days before them and after them are permitted. What's the difference? Umah hefresh ben zel azel, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov on the one hand, and these Megillas Tainus days on the other? Halal divrei Torah, Shabbos Yom Tov ar dorais, v'divrei Torah tzion chizik. And they don't the things that are from the Torah do not require the Rabbanan to come along and give them strength. Halal divrei sofrim. But the days in Megillas Tainus are Divrei Sofrim, and Divrei Sofrim Tzichin Chizik, and therefore they need a little bit of extra Chizik.